All right, allow me to convene the budget committee meeting for this Monday, May 2nd. Good to see everybody, and as we have said earlier today, and Eric, I'm not sure if you were in the room, but what a great blessing of the fleet your team put on, and I want to thank everybody for that. That was awesome. I know our residents really enjoyed it. Item number two is approval of minutes from the March 30th meeting. Do we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I abstain. I wasn't here at the last budget committee meeting.
Okay. All right. All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved with the abstention as noted. Public comments, item number three. If you're here from the public and would like to make a comment, please give your name and address. Anyone? All right. Item number four, review and recommendations of the fiscal year 2023 budget revenues and expenditures. Mr. DeMora.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Members of council, good to be with you again. Just a few weeks back, you saw the first presentation of the proposed budget for next year. That was followed up by individual department reviews. And now we're here for the second budget committee meeting. At council, there was first reading. And so there's been several changes. None of those changes came out of committee per se. I will list them here in a second. But before we get to that, this will be a shortened version. But I'd like to go ahead and give you a quick recap of the budget as it stands. The information I'm about to share with you has been shared prior. But in a nutshell, it's a balanced budget. It aligns with your directions, your directives for the town. It addresses inflation, supports our employees as best as possible, and provides reserves in order to cope with uncertainty that is seemingly all around us. The numbers as they shake out, it's $186 million. A lion's share of that is in the general fund, which is just over $102 million, followed by three other funds that we operate outside the general fund. First is the debt service fund, which has about $8 million in it, GO debt, $2 million in lease purchase, and $500,000 in state revolving loan debt. Money we receive from state accommodations taxes, and then the capital asset fund, which houses not just large-scale capital projects, but also replacements of vehicles, other equipment, technology, and so on. And so, and I should point out, included in that capital asset fund is the $1.5 million we set aside for road repairs every year, and another $1.5 million for stormwater repairs, and some other things. So that is expenditures in a nutshell. Marcy will review revenues real quick, and I'll be back.
So here shown by funding source are our revenues. The largest, as you can see, is property and other taxes. And then the next largest is going to be our licenses and permits. So there we go. And so here we're going to compare our revenues proposed budget with our existing revenues. Property and other taxes are proposed at $45.5 million or 9.7 above the current year, with licenses looking like a reduction when in fact we recognize some of the business license that's coming in currently at mid-year. Yes, sir.
I have a question, sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
If you go back a couple slides, there it says that we're 6% of our budget for the general is fund balance, so we're dipping into our savings 6%. Is that correct?
Based on town council policy, what we do each year is we start with the use of fund balance, 1.3 for transportation, and we go ahead and estimate what we think our allocation over to transportation and stormwater is going to be. We true it up in mid-year, but we go ahead and estimate what it's going to be. So that recognizes each year, we go ahead and anticipate money falling to fund balance and the use of it in the next year based on the policy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
Can we go back again? Not that one.
Hit your mic button. There you go.
Thank you. There was a sheet that showed distribution of a number, keep right there, -42.3% in state and federal grants.
Yes, sir. In our current year, we received some FEMA money. I believe it was Dorian. It's quite old FEMA money. So we go ahead when we anticipate it, but you'll see that we actually booked it in the current year, some FEMA money, and that's why the federal dollars look higher.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Expenditures, pie chart on the left, and the dollar broken up on the right, but essentially with law enforcement and fire and public, oh, that's a terrible line. Law enforcement, well, that's even worse. About
and half the, of and the dollar bill looks like something stapled on Richard's Bar and Grill before it was torn down. It's kind of
cool. Yes, it does. It does. About half of your expenditures are found in public services, fire, and police. So half of every dollar goes to those three departments, and then it moves out further for other departments that we believe we must have, like municipal court. And don't forget property and liability insurances that are found in non-departmental. So we believe that dollars are spent pretty well. Breaking them out by department, seeing throughout each, is going to be the adjustment to wages. That's found throughout every department. The highlights from last time are that if you go down to planning, land use, and neighborhoods, you'll find $200,000 in that budget. And I don't need to tell the members of the committee that you've already seen this and approved it, is for update to the zoning code. And then you'll notice the large reduction in non-departmental has to do with fulfilling our commitment to the Medal of Honor Heritage Center. And going down through police and fire, public services, transfers out, $9 million represented mostly by the transfer out to pay our debt, as well as a general funds portion that is transferred out for capital. Those are the highlights there. So, but there have been some changes since committees have met and since first reading, and this is what they are. Carolina Park Phase 4 is being funded by fund balance. You'll see that reflected in the new budget total. Capital improvements, CIP, the referendum is still there. Please know, by passing, I heard some discussion today about timing of the referendum. Please know that this, a passage of a CIP does not require you to have that referendum on that date. If you decide it's best to push it out to a date in the future, then the CIP becomes amended. That is no problem. I have added the next bullet, which is a project for dredging at Shem Creek, which I think is important to include in the CIP. Please know we're still collecting information on what the scope is and potential costs. You won't see any numbers associated with it. It's more of a placeholder. We're noticing the growing of marsh or the increase in sedimentation at Shem Creek optically coming at us more than we expected or anticipated or faster. We had this concern with the Crab Bank Restoration Project. We don't believe it has anything to do with one or the other, but we're noticing just a general accretion, general growth in sediment really throughout this area of our state. You can only look to Sullivan's Island to see what's going on out there as far as accretion.
Mr. DeMore, I have a question about that.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that the Army Corps of Engineers was on a schedule to dredge the mouth of that creek for us. Is that true?
They do and they are, but it's just the main channel.
Okay.
Where our docks are, is as well as the public dock across the way, they're not right there in that main channel. How we did it a few years ago was when the Army Corps came, we were able to do a change order to that contract and just pay for the dredging, not necessarily the mobilization, which is the greatest cost. So with your approval, we'd love to add this project to the CIP again as a placeholder, and then as information comes in, we'll share it with you so we can perfect that line item a little better. Below is recreation arts services lease. Discuss this, the $150,000. The lease has not been executed yet. We're waiting on the final document from the landowner. We expect it to be in this range, and we think this amount of money will cover it. This will come from that $250,000 that we had set aside as reserves. We didn't have a place to spend it. I thought it made more sense to be able to position ourselves for things that may change around us that we have to respond to quickly. That'll reduce it to about $100,000. We'd like to go ahead as well and ask you to allocate, and we can clean all this stuff up in the final document that you approve, allocate that remaining $100,000 in that line item and non-departmental to the undergrounding studies for neighborhoods. We have typically in the past funded our portion through things like hospitality tax and some other things because they were in hospitality type areas of town that affected a lot of people. These will be strictly neighborhood type projects. So those monies that would have funded the other projects, in my opinion, we can't justify the expense for these projects. So we'll have to use direct general fund money. So we'll ask you to reserve $100,000, which will be our match for those studies. So as I mentioned, things came out of committee fairly clean, and I indicated the use of fund balance to fund the future phase of Carolina Park. This is what your budget number looks like here. After all the adjustments, it's a general fund of $105,644,641, and then the grand total of all funds at over $187 million. So if you're good with these, we would ask you as budget committee to recommend these changes, these final totals to council for final reading.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. How's everybody like the new microphones? They're pretty cool. Just look for your green light. Yeah. Pretty neat. We have a motion and have a second. Is there any discussion? All right. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Man, I hope when this gets to council, they approve it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, exactly. Sir, we have two more items associated with it. First will be the lease purchase, the right to move forward, as well as the CIP. The lease purchase, I'll go ahead, Marcy, is here before you. We're looking at two lease purchases, 1 5-year. There's the equipment included, and there's the 7-year. Recall that ladder truck we're asking you to consider. We can afford it to move it up due to the lag time on receiving ladder trucks. So we'd ask for you to recommend this to a very familiar body.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Approved.
Thank you very much. And here is the final CIP as proposed. You'll notice in here that Shem Creek dredging, which is about a third way down the page, no numbers associated with it yet. Faison Road is also towards the bottom, no numbers as well. They're just ready, they're called for, they're looked at in the CIP in case you'd like to move on them in the future.
Okay. Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the CIP? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion is approved.
That's all I have, sir.
Is there anything else regarding the budget for this committee? All right, we will stand adjourned. Doesn't seem-